What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and this is another episode of Extra Normal Podcast. Alongside me is
Brianna.
Why do you always give me that look whenever I start?
Well, you stuttered.
Is it because I jumble it up?
You stuttered.
Should I do take two?
And I was, I know you never look at me during the intro, but during the intro, I was doing nose flares to the beat of the music.
Okay.
Do.
It's pretty good. Well, my name is Christoph. Alongside me is.
Ooh, sweet nothings. Just that. This is what's going on in my head right now.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brianna.
Okay, Brianna. Thank you. And this is another episode of Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Christoph.
I almost didn't recognize you because you combed your hair.
I did. It's got fancy pull. Just sitting in a different spot too, which is throwing me for a loop. This is another episode of Extra Normal Podcast where abnormal. Would you let me start the intro?
It has thrown your equilibrium off because we've moved to a different location.
Can I?
Go ahead.
This is Extra Normal Podcast where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. How have you been, Brianna?
Well, he's giving me permission to speak now, so I guess I'll talk.
Permission to interrupt.
I interrupt anyways. Doesn't matter. I am well.
Good.
And yeah, everything is great. Boring. Yeah. Caught off guard.
Well, I'm sure you're better than the five billionaires that are stuck on the bottom of the ocean. Have you heard about that?
What are you talking about?
So for the first time in, I believe, over 100 years or so, the Titanic has taken five additional casualties, potentially. I don't want to spook that because we have 30 hours.
Okay, wait.
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic. You're talking about the
Titanic, the ship that what it has sank to do to the
with,
bottom of the
okay,
ocean.
So what does it have to do with present time? Because you're talking like this just happened.
So a company called OceanGate offered a once in a lifetime trip for the low price of $250,000. I think a lot of people are following this at this point, but they offered for the low price of $250,000, you can go down in a submersible down to check out the Titanic sunken wreck.
And they're stuck.
The actual submersible was basically almost like a homemade submersible. It was wrapped in I think secure plastic and titanium. Sorry, it's butchering me. But it was secure. It could fit up to five people. It is about inside. It's about the size of a minivan. And so this company called OceanGate would offer to billionaires, not billionaires, but anybody who had floating cash for $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Something can imagine. To do. Mm-hmm. You can I would do it. Imagine. You know, 100%. You probably wouldn't.
Well,
after hearing the story, I probably will second think that, but I would love to do that. That sounds
to the bottom.
That sounds so fun.
Well,
seeing a fucking shipwreck untouched. Oh, yes.
Sure. Not untouched because there's actually submarines and stuff or underwater vessels that have gone and have actually kind of bumped up against the ship and stuff like that and caused some damage. So not untouched, actually, ironically.
But if we're seeing anything like from the movie, like the old like armoires in the rooms and stuff, like,
you're not seeing any of that stuff. It's decayed. It's almost actually decayed to the point where it's crumbling before our very eyes.
Then I probably wouldn't want to.
But this company, OceanGate, the founder, let me pull up the founder's name. What's his name?
While you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
It's funny that you're bringing this up because one of my clients was talking about the other day that there was a conspiracy with the Titanic that Rockefeller was supposed to be on there.
Okay.
And then somebody, another one of the,
what is it? Sink the ship.
And at the last minute, the day of, they decided not to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one billionaire, whatever, that was on there.
Yeah.
That they purposely, and he
they
owned.
They didn't have billionaires at the time. I don't
or whatever, you know what I mean? Like when most of the, Rockefeller status, like whatever mm-hmm. they were at that time.
Yeah.
And he owned a lot of land.
Yeah.
And they thought to themselves, oh, well, if he dies, we can take over the land. So that's a conspiracy theory, okay, which I find interesting. Why would they not go in the last minute? Anyways, what was his name?
So his name was Stockton Rush, and he's kind of like one of these like Elon Musk types, where he's trying mm-hmm. to reinvent the wheel in a lot of ways. And so let me read this from CBS. As a search and rescue mission continues for a private submersible that went missing while on an expedition to explore the wreckage of the Titanic, more is emerging about its five passengers. So this is more of an in-depth of a five. So these are the five people who went on the submersible that left, I believe, on, was it Tuesday? It was either Monday or Tuesday. So this is really, really mm-hmm. recently. So there was Hamish Harding, who he's an explorer who's been to space. He went on, wow. I think he was on Bezos's spaceship. He's been mm-hmm. to the bottom of the ocean and stuff like that. He's been on a lot of trips. So he's on this vessel. Mm. There's also Pakistani businessman Shahzad Dawood and his teenage son, Suleiman. Billionaires. They're one of the wealthiest families in Pakistan. And French explorer Paul Henri Nargolet and Stockton Rush, obviously, they all boarded this vessel that was made by this company called Ocean Gate. Uh-huh. They went in there. One of the things that's important about this is what they do is there is a capsule essentially with only one small window, a lot of computer screens, and one button to control the whole vessel, including the other thing that controls the vessels. They actually use the $40 game controller by Logitech. It essentially is like a PlayStation knockoff to control the whole submersible. They're using a $40 video game controller. And that's all they had on the ship. Oh. And it's just cameras. And even so, the thing that is making, other than the people taking joy at a bunch of billionaires going in this and getting mm-hmm. lost, is that there is they when you go down to the Titanic, because of the nature of that window, mm-hmm. you're only seeing the Titanic from computer monitors that are inside the vessel, inside what is equivalent of a steel bunker that is the size of a minivan.
I have so many questions.
There's a lot of questions that are coming up. And what they do, so that you get in this minivan, essentially, mm-hmm. this submersible minivan that is going to go 12,500 feet below, which is about 2.5 miles.
Can I ask a question before I forget? Sure. Sorry. You seem like you really don't want to be like interrupted today.
No, I'm okay being interrupted.
What's your fucking problem?
I'm okay being interrupted. I'm used to it. Go ahead.
Girl Interrupted. Good movie.
I haven't
seen it. Check it out. What I was going to say is, how often does this submarine vessel, whatever you want to call it, how often does this go down there? Like, how is this a continue?
Once a year, and it took its
why only once a year?
Maiden voyage in 2020. I think weather is a big factor in it.
I see.
There's a prime time.
Continue. That was my thing. I was like, oh, if everybody's doing it, I'm sure they didn't even think twice about it.
It's like a super hazardous Alaskan cruise. It's only like a certain window time. Fuck. So what happens? You get in this basically this bunker, the equivalent of a bunker.
El Nino.
I know, right? And you get in there and they lock you in, right? They bolt you from the outside and you can't get out because they don't want a hatch, because, you know, they don't want people open a hatch and the water comes. They would instant death. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although you would say that a hatch wouldn't be able to be open because of all the pressure once they were down there. But for whatever reason, they get in, they're bolted inside. What happens is at that point is they have CO2 filters that wash out essentially the breathing out from mm-hmm. the CO2.
Yeah.
They also have oxygen supply. That oxygen supply is worth about 96 hours, right? But they're planning on going down for you know, the day. And
so they're not
going to
exceed that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they thought.
They went down. And at that point, just also context to you see how rinky-dink this is for a $250,000 voyage for a ticket, at a certain point, they're able to send out texts and stuff like that. At a certain point, but at about an hour down or a little after that, you're not able, there's no communication and there's no tracking device. There's no GPS on that submarine. So you're there.
But is there like a string that pulls them out? Is there like an emergency?
There's no string. There's no rope.
How? Okay.
So there's a few different, mechanisms. So the idea is that they go down in this, they're locked in this submersible. They go down. There are mechanisms that that in theory are there to operate as safety, essentially safety valves for if they get in trouble, right? There's like basically flotation devices that lift them back up into the ocean. If something, there's propellers, there's weights, there's all kinds. There's like, I saw that there was about 7 different safety measures that just in case things went awry, they can go back up.
None of them are working.
None of them are working. And as of tonight, I've been following the news and I haven't seen any news. The authorities believe, so just to tell you what kind of the status was, they went down, right? These 5 people. The last communication was about 1 hour and 45 minutes after they went down. They started to submerge. Mm-hmm. Since then, nobody's heard from them. There are C-130 planes by the U.S. government. There's also Canadian planes because they're kind of the closest. There's a French, like there's French essentially water rovers. If you think of space rovers, the equivalent of, because there's a good amount of, like, including submarines that cannot go that low. Mm-hmm. Like where they were going was 2.5 miles under, and the pressure and all that basically it's almost, they're almost unretrievable, right, at that point. So the last time they spoke was 1 hour and 45 minutes. At this point, where we're talking on Tuesday, June 20th, authorities think earlier today they thought they had about 30 hours worth of oxygen left. So at this point, as we're talking, it's about 24 hours maybe or something like that of oxygen
that they have left.
It theoretically, and this is all theories, right, that they have left if they're alive. Nobody's seen them since. Nobody's heard. And one of the safety measures is, right, because they are locked in. So even if they were to buoy up to the surface, they're stuck without air because they can't get out. They can't. There's no latch. There's no hatch. They have to get someone to open the doors, basically.
That knows how to do it. Yeah.
That knows how to do it. Starlink, developed by Elon Musk in association with all his engineers and stuff, is his company? They utilize Starlink, which is Elon Musk's company. That, in theory, these sensors, there are sensors that will go off once they get to a higher level in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And once they get to the surface, they will ping Starlink. That'll allow people to know where they're at so they can come and get them, right? Those pings haven't gone off. It could be a malfunction. There's a lot of internet jokes about the video game controller that they ran out of batteries and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
They're literally $250,000. Do they have enough food? I don't think there's any food. I don't think there's... They could survive. They're either going to run out. So here's some of the theories.
Plenty of water. Ba-dum-bum.
Wow.
Sorry, too soon.
A lot of people are taking the piss out of it because it's a bunch of fucking billionaires who...
No, it's still very sad. It's very sad and it's very unfortunate. You know, I would assume, hopefully, like they've earned their wealth and have worked their asses off for that, you know? What?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
Not usually the case.
So,
I don't know.
Question. Is there a quote-unquote driver with them, like on this excursion? Like, do they should have like one guy, right? They need to have like their limo driver.
Yeah, the guy with the video game controller is the guy who's carrying them around.
So
yeah.
So he is the guy that works for this machine.
Yeah, he's the guy.
And you're saying that there's no possible way.
Hold on, I'm back.
So there's no way anybody can retrieve. Like, there has to be a way they can retrieve it. There has to be a way, a tracking device that they can go down and find it. Like, I'm kind of like baffled that there's not like a situation where they've thought of something like this happening.
Well, there is. So there's tracking devices for sure.
So
the one of the issues that they're having
is that they're just too deep.
So they have rovers that can go and they have cameras and they can spot out this stuff. They're flying planes with sonar devices. Yeah. They're picking up sounds. They're not quite sure yet
if it's them.
If it's them or something else.
Something else. Yeah. Mermaids.
There you go.
The Kraken.
Sorry, I just changed the title. There are, but the issue is one that there are very few rovers that can do that, to go down that deep, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place. Like, literally France is like trying to speed up a boat to get one of those rovers over here. Because remember, we're talking about not only 96 hours of oxygen. So by the time everybody started going on the look, you're already down maybe 24 hours of that. We're at 24 hours of oxygen. So there's a lot of like very expensive scientific rovers that are heading that way towards that area where they know the Titanic is to try to search for them. The issue, one of the issues is once they find them, what the fuck do you do? Because those rovers aren't picking them up.
They can't like cart it.
Like, I think the weight is too massive for them to like lift it up out of the ocean. So it's a real conundrum, because what do you do that low? If it were a submarine that were stranded, they can get stuff to possibly find them, right? But they don't know what to. One of the other issues is the idea that two of the possibilities that are just dire and actually probably better for the crew, because if they're just sitting on the bottom of the ocean running out of oxygen, that is, in the size of a minivan, that is a terrifying thought, right? To die that
especially
way.
Especially for
you. Oh, I can't. Like staring at a sunken ship, like that is terrifying. So one of the things they think is that the submersible might have been compromised. And at that point, the pressure is so big, right? Well, there's actually three things. The pressure is so big in this scenario that it would basically just, it would explode the vessel, right? And they would just die in it, which is actually probably the preferable way if...
You just go out fast instead of sitting and waiting to...
Exactly. It's a very, very quick deck. It's like a bomb that just rips through because the water pressure is so high.
Imagine being the father with this son that's there. And
that was your idea? Like, can you imagine that fucking guilt?
No, yeah. And like, there's no money. Because I think if he had cancer, if he had this, just pay for the best doctors, just pay for whatever cure. This is like uncurable. Like, there's nothing. You are literally stuck and you can't even, like, who cares about your life at that point? Your son, like, you know, that is the most heartbreaking thing for me
to imagine. It's insane. So that could have happened. Another thing that, so we don't think of it, but there's actually currents on the bottom of the ocean, right? That push things along. And what the theory, one of the theories is that they might have been floating around with their video game controller around the Titanic taking scans. Because this was dubbed as like, you get to partake in a scientific experience. We're mapping out the Titanic before it crumbles, like by nature. Mm-hmm. So they're around the time. One of the theories is that they might have been sucked by one of these currents and got lodged into the Titanic without any way of getting out. Like they're stuck in there.
And you're telling me there's no other like vessel that can go down there and see that? What about like military?
There are definitely like I've heard talk of nuclear submarines and stuff like that could get there. There are definitely like the James Cameron, those, because other people have gone to the Titanic in more sophisticated, better vessels. But what do they have, a hook? Like, how do you get that to, and they haven't found them yet even. Like,
so if they were to open it underwater.
Yeah. They can't. The pressure's too high.
They would literally just die.
Well, you're locked from the inside.
The water would crush them when it came. It would just be like...
Yeah, so two of the things. So one is the obviously you wouldn't have... There's no way you could swim 2.5 miles before you drowned.
No. But what I'm saying is if there was... I guess you could. Because you couldn't.
There's no way.
You couldn't get on.
You're relying on other people's...
Because you couldn't get in another vessel, right? Because underwater.
No, you couldn't. There's three things that would kill you, right?
Oh my God.
One is we can think of the length of time you'd have to swim to swim up. The other one is the pressure. The pressure would crush you.
Well, okay. What if they gave them scuba gear?
No. It's too deep. There's no, the pressure is too much. You can't swim in that water.
We just can't. It's too deep for us.
You have to be in a pressurized vessel. Yeah. The other thing that might have killed, they would definitely kill. I mean, the pressure would kill them, but the water is freezing. The water is cold. So another thing is they think maybe it might have crashed into the ship. They might have lost pressure. Also, too, the power might have went out, and in that case, they more than likely froze to death because of water.
It doesn't matter how they died. It was fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It was like
royally fucked up.
I can't even. This is horrible.
The initial hopes were that they.
This is horrible that like billionaires thought that this was a good idea. Like with this bootleg, like video game controller machine. Like I don't understand why anybody in the right state of mind would think that that was safe enough.
And there is some pushback on that from some people on the internet. That they say like some tanks are operated by controllers, not like literally a Logitech,
yeah,
fucking knockoff PlayStation controller. But there are drones and small planes and tanks that are remote controlled. Obviously the controls are more sophisticated than like let's go to Best Buy and grab a knockoff PlayStation controller.
Right.
But there are vessels that are controlled by similar types of controllers. This thing was this controller was fucking battery operated, double A battery operated. And I think on an interview he said it, that they have a few backups, but still Bluetooth battery operated. It's wild, absolutely wild. So as of this podcast, they haven't found them. Who knows if they're gonna find them? At this point, it's very dire. Like, even if they find them, how do you get them out in time with 24 hours to get them out? This is beyond. You remember that Thai soccer team?
Yeah, yeah.
This is beyond that. Like, we're beyond that point.
That was incredible.
You know, that was that actually that
is movie, that the one where they drugged them to sleep and
like, that movie brought me to tears. Like, not a lot of stuff is tearjerkers to me, but I'm just like, oh fuck, like. Also, because it was kids. It wasn't a bunch of billionaires who made a really bad decision. And those billionaires, at this point, it is the epitome of, like, in some ways, why billionaires being in existence is such a bizarre thing. Because humans aren't meant to have that much money. And so these people were just like, they've done everything. And they're just like, that's why those fucking uber rich commit weird sex acts and they go on these weird fucking ill-fated missions because it's just they don't have anything left to do. It's crazy.
I just
I
can't help but think that maybe it was some kind of setup.
By who though?
I don't know. After I heard that conspiracy theory about like the Titanic, I thought, what is the irony? If that really happened, then what is the irony of these billionaires going down there? And
I think it was just they believed. I think people also want to believe in like these Tony Stark figures. Like people want to believe in Elon Musk, and they want to believe in this CEO and founder of OceanGate. They want to believe in these charismatic people who are like, fuck it, I just have a game controller. Because what do you? And they're like, yeah, like we're going off to adventure. These were true adventurous. Like especially the British guy. That's a British guy. He went into space. He was like forward. He's like, risk. I don't, you know, whatever. It's part of the thing.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hamish Harding. Like he was like a lot of these guys were just like, they're the types that would go on to Mars, right? Knowing that they might not make it out. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the thrill of it is knowing you might not make it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like this, like, it's the same. We did a story about the guy who lived under the ocean for 75 days or whatever it was. Like there's these types, especially with billionaires. Like there's these type of like, I've done everything. And this guy seems like he's like really bright and let's just do it. Like, let's just figure it out. Let's figure it out. But you want to hear a bit, speaking of irony, you want to hear a bit of irony?
Mm.
You know, the name of the company was OceanGate. Do you know what the name of the vessel was?
Mm-mm.
Titan. Very close to Titanic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was called Titan. I mean, you're playing with fate when you name it that. Like, that is definitely playing with fate, for sure.
Wow.
So they're still on the search for him. I'm sure by the time we post this episode, it's going to be either a miracle. They said, apparently a lot of experts are saying they have about a 1% chance of getting out.
Oh my God.
Because it's just like, think about the hurdles they have to do.
I know. It's just
a heavy vessel in a pressurized situation that's 2.5 miles away, where if you even go out to
outside the vessel, they're probably going to make a movie about this or documentary. Like just like a
oh for sure
yeah like
for
some sure. kind of like in their mind like all the situations that may have happened
oh
inside.
Sure yeah
I would actually like
Netflix,
to see that
like there's inevitably going to be a Netflix like 6-episode series with mm-hmm. like them
because once they actually find it and then they are figure out how to bring it back if they can mm-hmm. Then they can probably figure out how they died you know.
You would imagine that one of the issues is if it did, if the hull was compromised and it basically just imploded on itself, that's going to be harder. There's going to be mm-hmm. probably wreckage, but it's going to be where the Titanic is at. So you're sifting through wreckage, right? And yeah. it's hard enough getting down there, let alone that. Wow. I do have to mention that one of the controversies with this in terms of the coverage, like it's all over the fucking news. Everybody's it's. I think the reason why it's garnered so much attention is because it's a bunch of billionaires with FU money who spent $250,000 to go underwater in a homemade submarine that's controlled by a PlayStation controller. Like mm-hmm. that's what's causing the interest. Like this is fucked up. Mm-hmm. One of the controversies is that this is in the news, in the heart of the news, but what's overshadowed is there is 300 refugees who died in going from Libya to Greece and they're both capsized and 300 people lost their lives and nobody's fucking talking about that.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's talking about a handful of billionaires who made a really bad decision. Obviously, refugees made a really bad decision by overcrowding the boat, but this, mm-hmm. it's unequal things. We're always fascinated by these, like what rich people fucking do. We're always fascinated by what rich people do. Like, it's insane. But speaking of rich people, yeah, I know we're planning. This is. There's no way to get segue people 5 days slowly dying. There's no way to get good way to segue from that.
Oh, it just hurts my chest.
You know me, I'm claustrophobic. Just yeah. thinking about that, and also too, have we ever talked about this? I have a really bad fear of like iron. This is gonna sound weird. Iron underwater, I fucking hate.
What do you mean?
And when I see an iron pipe in underwater, or when I see, for instance, the Titanic, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Really?
Something about shipwrecks and iron underwater gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies. So being stuck in that ship staring at the Titanic that is decaying iron under the water and you're just feeling the pressure and the cold, it's nightmare fuel. It's complete nightmare fuel. But
wow,
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, I imagine that it's grim fate. But you know, who knows? This is going to be an even better docuseries.
Do they have other like vessels, or is this the only one?
So they have other. They had like the Cyclops that they
were
developing.
I would say that the company's probably done at this point.
I would say it's done.
You know what? No, there's probably still assholes who are like, oh, we're going to go down there and we'll be fine.
Well, there's always going to be people who are going to go for it. They're just going to go for it because they're thrill seekers. But there's some stuff coming out right now that even if this is a miraculous comeback, it's probably going to sink the company because someone, an employee of OceanGate, mm-hmm. it's so crazy that the company name is called OceanGate. Literally, like, it's just prime for controversy. But the company had an employee mm-hmm. who raised concerns about it not being safe to go under. Ooh. That employee got fired. So that's coming out of controversy. There's also a controversy of someone suing. There's a lawsuit. They didn't sue him, obviously, after they found out this incident. But a lawsuit was dug up where the founder, CEO, was taking deposits for some customers and not... He's like, oh, next week, oh, next week, oh, next year. Like, he was, like, dodging that expedition and taking the deposits and just kind of
kept lying about
the actual
excursions. The weather's not good. Still not good. Still not good.
And there was, like, it was like the...
And those people have that much money that they're just kind of like, oh, we can wait.
Yeah,
like,
we can... What is $10,000 deposit to us? Yeah, for sure. What is $50,000 deposit? So that's... That's the story of the Titan, which is currently
on
the bottom of the ocean.
Well, you know me, I try to stay off the news anyways, unless it's about aliens.
This one is riveting me because it's just the irony, the wealth, the crazy.
So you don't think it's a conspiracy theory at all? Like, there's not like one inkling that thinks that maybe somebody set them up to try to.
No, because the reason why I don't think that's the case is, one, I think people just go for shit. And two, there was actually, this caused a CBS special, a news special, to about like, this is the founder of OceanGate. And he's so inventive. And this is his, like, he's like an Elon Musk type of set piece where he's like shown as like this super creative, super smart guy. And they showed his vessel. And he was gloating about how he got some of the lights from Camping World. He was gloating about this goddamn video game controller. He was gloating about like how handmade this shit was. How
basic. Like, you don't need to spend like aerospace shit level stuff to
do. Yeah, like, he was proud of it. So I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it was just he got the hubris to think that you could do this. And another thing, I mean, regulations and rules and stuff like that aren't always, it's not always the best thing in the world. But this thing was not certified by any ocean regulatory body, any aviation regulatory body. Nobody rubber stamped to say this is safe. Like, so I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think it was just, you know, adventurers. And sometimes this happens. Like, this happened through human history with adventurers. There's been casualties, and you know, it's part of the game when you're on the forefront of that. There's going to be people who are going to get stuck on Mars and die. There's going to be people who, if we ever try to like colonize the moon, there's going to be people who have ill-fated journeys to the moon and don't make it back. Like, it's part of the human. It's unfortunately the human sacrifice we give to the gods for our progress.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's crazy.
Wild
stuff. Hey, you know, we're actually actively trying to actively trying to not have a baby, but book a vacation in the summer. We're thinking about places.
The way that he's
what?
Great way to word things.
Thank you. I'm always the greatest.
We're actively
trying. Can I pitch a place to you though?
Oh no!
Let me read you the news article. We'll take this as a PR pitch. Okay. Florida law. So this is in Florida. Florida in the summer. It's hot, but it's nice. It's sunny. Florida law enforcement officials. Then this comes from Fox News. So take it for it. But I saw another stuff too. Florida law enforcement officials are working to remove squatters from an island they had outfitted with an elaborate treehouse, a welcome center, and a trampoline. Trespass notice. You are ordered to vacate the island within 40 hours. Signs posted by law enforcement on an island in Port Orange. So there's an island right off the coast of Florida that squatters have basically...
They've taken over the island.
They've marooned the island and they built a trampoline and a treehouse.
Sounds pretty awesome.
The island, according to video posted by... How many are there? There's a few.
Wait, was it like a resort island? Like, how do you get everybody to leave the island? And you're the only ones there.
But I think it was just a pretty uninhabited, and they started squatting it out. The island, according to video posted by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, is dotted with various handmade wooden structures, including an elaborate four-story treehouse and other huts made out of what appears to be an old lumber and tree branches. The Sheriff's Office was assisting members of the Port Orange Police Department, South Dayton Police. That's a long-ass fucking... Oh my God. By posting no trespassing, the island is located near the Dunlawton Bridge in Port Orange, with social media commentators dubbing it good old Meth Island or Gilligan's Island. So we can go to this Maroon Island where there's a trampoline, there's a treehouse, and there's meth. And there's meth. You want to go? Before the narcs fucking shut it down.
Dang. They're just going to fucking go over there and kill everybody.
Wait, what?
The police, I'm sure.
They're going to kill everybody?
How many of them are there?
I mean, are the police going to openly kill squatters because they're on an island?
I'm saying if they're all on meth, if they're all drug addicts,
yes,
you know, they're going to come at the police hot and heavy.
You think so?
And
you think they have weapons? Have you
ever been around somebody on meth?
Yes, I have.
Who?
What? I'm not going to divulge sources, but yes.
Oh. Is it someone I know? No.
Yes. Yes and no.
Okay.
But anyways,
like they're scary.
Of course. They're scary. I'm not saying that they're not going to run in the woods. They're not going to throw a few fists. But do you think they're really like...
I'm sure they're armed. They're fucking living in Florida.
Hold on.
They're armed. So you think
they're well armed. They're in forts, like with firearms.
Think about drug addicts being paranoid.
It is Florida too. So they probably are pretty
armed.
Do you think they're like making weapons out of
paranoid as fuck. You better believe.
Of course they are. But
they're going to defend their island. Meth island.
I guess my thing is, what kind of fight are they going to put up? Like, really? Know. They're probably going to try to run away, to swim away.
You know, like the police can get away with whatever the fuck they want. So.
We could have another Netflix documentary, The Battle for Meth Island.
I would
fucking watch the shit out of that.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I'd watch the shit out of that. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I can't wait for you to tell me who you knew that was on meth.
What?
What?
I don't know anybody on meth. Never have, never will.
Sure.
The devil's drug. did you hear they replaced... Did we ever talk about Swastika Mountain?
I think so, but...
They finally changed it to Mount Halo. Finally.
Sorry, who...
It was in Oregon.
How was it Swastika Mountain anyways?
I don't know how that passed the fucking muster. Right. Like, I don't know
how was that even allowed?
Was that allowed? Why would you even... Let me look up the... I'm going to... Hold on. Now I'm completely distracted. I want to look at the... I was thinking about the poor Titanic folks. You want to get a live update?
Yeah, let's get a live update. So sad. I wonder what
Canadian plane searching for the Titan detected underwater noises. Yeah. But again, you're getting to the point. Like, even if you find them, like, how are you going to get them out? That's the biggest. You want to see it? Do you want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
That's it right there.
It's so weird looking.
That's what it looks like inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to get an update. There is no update other than them sounds. Hearing noises. Yeah, they're hearing sounds. Sorry.
Man. You just think that there would be some kind of crane or something that they can move heavy objects. Just
like a giant lever? A leave it to beaver?
That is just devastating.
That's got to be, yeah. I mean, how would you even, like, how would you adjust to that? How would you, I don't even know how you would process that. Like, knowing that you're going to die and you're stuck with, like, not random.
Maybe, stuff. Like, in the, I don't know if the person could hold their composure, the one that's driving it, they probably lost their shit, too.
No, but like, yeah, they're done.
But, like, the people maybe just weirdly still have some kind of hope. I guess I would.
You have to, I guess.
To the end. Even knowing that it's a slim chance, I would have some hope.
I don't know if I could have. Like, I guess I'm just a pessimist. I would be just dreading every minute. Like, just...
Yeah, you would.
Oh,
it would. But you would be dreading it even if you knew that it was fine. You dread going on the submarine ride at Disneyland.
I know, it's scary, right? And you I don't could know. Actually, I'm fine with that
we're
one.
Not even fully submerged in the water.
No, you look up and you see the we are going to just stay tuned.
So this is a...
Stay tuned.
Yeah, this is part of our Father's Day segment that we did with our daughter. And if you want to listen to her and all of our questions, go ahead and listen in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and this is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Alongside me is
Brianna. Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on? And we have a very special guest, maybe the most special in our little realm, in our world. We have Clementine on the special Father's Day episode, who is our daughter.
Woo!
In the flesh. You want to say hi?
Hi.
First off, I want to ask you, what do you know about the podcast? How many episodes have you listened to? Would you say you're a fan?
I listened to none.
I know.
Well, I have heard some clips, though.
Yeah.
The ones who will, we don't let you listen to episodes because daddy has a foul mouth.
Hey, speaking of daddies, happy Father's Day to all the dads. And especially the one sitting right next to Clementine.
Especially the host with the most, the ghost host with the most. Hey, Clementine, do you believe in ghosts? We're going to just start off. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't believe they're real?
Well,
what about?
I'm kind of in a stretch between because there is proof. But we don't know if the proof is real or fake.
You don't know if it's
good point.
Camera trickery? Do you think if it's mainly camera tricks?
CGI?
Camera tricks? What? A trick of the eye?
I don't know.
People just trying to make funny videos to scare us.
Well, it might be real also. You got to think about that too.
Yeah, you do have to think about that.
You know, sometimes you also got to think that nothing's... Sometimes nothing's real on the internet, you know?
So. Yeah. The internet, you're already wise beyond your years. The internet is a sometimes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fake news out there.
Bag of lies. Can I ask you a question, Clementine?
Yes.
What? I want to know, because we are far from school age. Like, we haven't been to school in a very long time. What's the scoop on the scene in school? Are the kids talking about, like, Bigfoots, chupacabras, aliens, ghosts? What do the kids talk about, like, in terms of the weird stuff at school?
Well,
want me to say the name?
Is it the Jersey Devil?
What?
That's a guy.
Bloody.
Oh
no! Don't you dare.
So that's a conversation that you brought it up to us.
Bloody M-A-R-Y. And
you've been scared. You've been incredibly scared. Yeah. What else do they talk to? Do the kids at your school talk about aliens? Or no? Is that kind of not?
Probably talked about it once or twice.
Just once, and you guys got over it. You're like, this is rubbish. Yeah. What'd you guys say? Was the consensus they believed aliens were coming?
Well, they talked about, like, there's only one.
Okay.
I talked with my friends and asked them if they thought aliens were real. Some of them said yes, some of them said no.
Oh, so you prompted the question. You're the one who brought it up.
Huh? Is your feelings about aliens the same as ghosts?
Kind of on the fence.
Honestly, I don't believe in aliens.
Okay.
Where's the womp 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 sound?
This is going to upset your mother a little bit. Not really.
Wrong one.
But so you don't believe they're around? You don't think there's flying little aliens waving at you?
Well, you got to think of the scientific side.
Okay.
You know, like, we can't always go to, like, the internet or YouTube to find our stuff. You know, you have to be scientific, you know?
But what if, like, somebody said that they saw something and maybe it was somebody that you really trusted and you were like, that person would never lie.
That person is your mother.
And that would be me.
Yeah.
If I told you I saw an alien, then would that open your mind a little bit more? Or will you still be though? Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen an alien, but I'm just saying, like, if somebody you trusted told you.
Well, honestly, if you told me, I think you'd be I think you'd be lying because you always try to get me to believe.
No, always trying to on the con. What do you think? I got to ask you this, Clementine. What do you think? Oh, so an alien comes knocking on our door, right? Mm-hmm. And he asks.
His name's Fred.
He's like, oh, I've had such a long trip. Can you please feed me the best earth food? What would you give him? Would you give him cheese? How would you pitch the earth? Would you give him like.
CPK?
CPK?
We're not getting paid. Advertising,
no,
by the way.
No.
Honestly, I'd give him the worst food in the world.
Oh, to try to get him to leave.
You know what? That's a smart tactic because usually, like panhandlers, if you keep giving them, they expect more and more and more, and they won't go away.
So you're saying you're going to
be like a raccoon and want to live with you.
You're going to give an alien just straight diarrhea so that hopefully you'll leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, food poisoning is an interesting thing. But what if he comes back and he's really angry? He says, I'm going to punch you alien style, which pretty hurts.
Well, then I'm going to punch
him. I'm going to clobber you alien style.
Well, then I'm going to beat him up.
You think you could beat up an alien?
Yeah, I can beat up an alien.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Sorry, Brianna, you're kind of out of the podcast right now. Feel free to ask away, but I have another question for Clementine. How tall? So if aliens exist, right? We're not saying that you believe. I'm not trying to put you in that box. But if they did exist, how tall do you think aliens are? Do you think they're little guys or are they like super tall guys? Or do you think it varies? Like there's like a little runt of the family.
If they were real, I think they'd be small because no scientists have seen anything.
Oh, so that's how they get around. They get their little.
I believe they're all different sizes, shapes, and colors, just like humans.
Well, then they wouldn't be able to survive. Someone would have seen an alien or something. Mm.
There's many people that have said they've seen aliens. So.
Hmm.
What's a percentage
of people who say they've seen an alien?
Believers and non-believers. I wonder. We should Google.
Well, let's look it up.
Let's look it up.
Why don't you ask your daughter a question? Oh, I have a question for her too.
Why do you have so much questions?
That's part of the podcast. I'm very curious. He keeps me on my toes the entire time.
Come on, Tyne. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Let me ask her. So. Clementine, if you met an alien that was like the one in the movie E.T. and he was friendly, would you help him? Like, say he got injured in his craft. Like, would you try to help him phone home?
Well, I'd find out if I could trust him first.
Would you hide him from us? Like that movie E.T.? You wouldn't hide him from us, right? You tell us. Right?
She would be way too excited to tell me, at least.
she'd probably hide it from you because you'd probably smother it, like our cat. If she found an alien,
hey, it's a mutual love relationship. You would keep between the alien in the closet
and obsess if the aliens had enough food or healthy and all that stuff, right?
Yeah,
you'd smother him.
I would just like our daughter, make sure she's okay.
So you're saying an alien is now your daughter.
She wouldn't tell me about the alien because she'd be worried.
She wanted
that,
to still have the number one priority status.
She's the number one. I'm a number one.
Would you get jealous of an alien? You would, huh? If it came.
No.
No? What if your cousin, he found an alien? Would you be jealous that he was the first one to discover an alien?
No, I'd feel proud for him.
Yeah, family. You feel family pride. I love it. Yeah, that's the right attitude.
See,
speaking of right attitudes, Clementine.
Right here, this cat's right here.
What if I told you on this podcast I broke news that your father is part Bigfoot? I'm part English and part Bigfoot. Would you tell people at school that you're part Bigfoot? Wouldn't that be pretty cool? Or would you hide it? Would you be embarrassed to be part Bigfoot?
I would hide it.
Why would you hide it?
People would come after me.
You gotta be proud. Who?
People would come after me.
Well, like, you got a Bigfoot as
scientist.
A dad.
Scientist.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But would you love me any less if I were Bigfoot? I started embracing my Bigfoot. I'm like, we're moving to the forest, Clementine.
She's hesitating.
Would you move to the forest if we fully embrace Bigfootness?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Then I wouldn't have my cats. So.
You wouldn't have to worry about it because I would eat the cats before. Once what? I'm a Bigfoot, it's Cat City.
No.
It's a cat buffet. No.
How about you ask him a question?
Ask me a question. Ask away. From an expert.
Why do you think people eat cats?
Because they're food.
It's only resource in some countries. But
It's it's circle life stuff. Yeah. We have the privilege and the benefit. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Enough knowledge talking.
Okay. Let's talk stupid for a second.
Yeah. Blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 blah. So, do you have any questions for us as certified experts?
Can I ask you one more question about aliens? So you truly believe that
I get it.
In a galaxy far, far away. There's no other type of life. They don't even have to be like there could be a cat planet. What if there's a cat planet?
I didn't say that. I said that there might not be any ones on any other planet. I think there might be in another universe.
Yeah, far, far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say it wasn't in.
You go ahead.
They're waving from very, very, very far away. Do you think anybody's, when you look up at the sky?
Hey, my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
You can ask your question after I ask my question.
Sorry, the cat's butt's bonking.
Get him off. Get him out of here. Kick him out.
Oh, nope. Now I want my cat.
Now it's buzzing.
Don't blame the cat.
No.
He's so cute.
I'll wait. Don't worry. I'll wait.
Oh, you could hear his purring noise.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, Daddy?
Yes?
What would you do if the cats were half alien?
I would actually like them now. I would embrace them. I would put them in a. I would put them in a, like a little circus, and show them off as half cat, half alien, Kalian. The Kalian.
Oh,
you like actually, that, right? You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
We could probably sell. How many people do you think you could sell a ticket if to people at kids at your school if you said you had a half cat, half alien? Do you think a few would buy tickets?
To be honest, I don't think anyone. Any kid would come, but I think some adults that believe in aliens...
Kids are too smart.
Cat lovers would be there.
Yeah. For sure. We could sell this. We could totally sell this. We could totally...
What other questions do you have for us?
This is an open... This is an ask us anything.
Mommy.
Kid edition.
Mm-hmm. If you ask me why I like Halloween so much.
Ask it. Ask it. Griller on
why
it. Griller.
Do you like aliens?
Aliens?
Yeah, you've never even met one. Why do you like them so much? We're right here.
I think because as a child, I've always been, and that's probably where you get it. I know you get it from Daddy too, but like I've always been a dreamer and I've always like live a world in a fantasy and I still do. So I think in the fantasy world, there's, you know, multiverses of just different like styles of myself where I could be aliens. And I just love the idea that there's such a big universe out there. And I, you know, when I watched like a bunch of sci-fi movies, I'm just like, but what if there was something like that out there? And it just opens my mind to all the possibility. And I think just knowing that we're not alone is a really cool thing. And I just wonder how they do things on their planet, you know?
So you think there's other multiverses like the Avengers movie or
I think that's a possibility. I don't really I don't really understand it. Like I can't wrap my head around exactly how it all works with bending time and what have you, but I believe that it is a possibility and I'm open-minded to it. So
wow. How open-minded of you.
And I think that, you know, we're getting closer and closer with our, you know, science and technology to go to other planets and possibly, you know, meet other beings and things like that, which is really cool.
Clementine, would you live on Mars? Would you live on Mars if you could? And everything's there, your buddies and we're there.
Your cats.
Yeah, it's just everything's a little more red and sandy. Would you think that would be cool to explore like a new planet?
I would like being on a new planet. It's just, I like Earth is, you know, cool weather.
It's comfy.
Yeah.
All my favorite snacks are on this planet.
Yeah.
Would you, we should have we should have got before this episode, we should have got the little NASA food. Have you ever tried that NASA food they eat that's like foam?
Ugh.
They have to eat, like, isn't it like foam?
So it makes your poop come out like foam?
Maybe.
Can you imagine, like, after they poop like and they're like, snakes? And it's flying around in space? You have to, like, what do they do? They have, like, one of those butterfly catchers to catch their poop?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah. So they poop in the air and then they.
Well, there's no gravity.
Wait, are there toilets on spaceships?
How can there be?
Have a toilet?
I guess they can. There's that thing that makes gravity, right? Like, there's. Because there's like zero gravity there, though, so they're floating.
What happens when you fart in space?
Poop bubble?
Oh, here we go. You ready for a fact?
Yeah.
I wouldn't share this with your school, but you could share this with your buddies. Astronauts can fart in space. In fact, they can fart a lot. They fart a lot more. So as you go up in space, you get more gassy.
Oh, God. How much? I never go to space with Daddy.
How much farting do you think I would do in space? Just be constantly?
Infinite. I
think in space, there is no gravity to pull liquids and solids down to the bottom of the digestive system, while gases stay up atop and get forced back through the esophagus as a burp. Oh, see, you're burping farts too.
What?
You're farting burps and you're burping farts. Does this change your mind about going into space?
Yes, very.
You don't want to be an astronaut?
How many years does it take to get to Mars?
I mean, we haven't been. I don't know. Hey, Clementine, have you ever heard of Marvin the Martian?
Of course. You made me watch Looney Tunes.
Okay.
What about Mighty Mouse?
What the hell is that?
Whoa!
Here I come to save the day. No, we don't let our child cuss.
No, that's not the kind of language we condone on this podcast either.
We're going to cut that out of the podcast.
We're going to get kicked out of podcast town. Foul mouth, Clementine over here.
Well, you guys, we say bad words.
What does that have to do with you? Tell you this, when you get that diploma from graduating high school,
yeah,
that'll be a difference. You'll be an adult when you turn 18.
You could say, I got a fucking diploma when you're 18.
Yep. Why are you so skeptical to the skeptical
spectacles?
No. Why are you so skeptical about ghosts?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it seems like...
Is it because they scare you?
I think partially if you go on the premise that ghosts exist, then there has to...
Beautiful.
Oh no, he's got control of the board. Oh my god. She's gonna lose it.
Keep going.
But what I think if there's
that's the favorite one. That's the one.
I think if there's ghosts, there's
you can keep talking.
There's how many billions of people have moved on? Like, there would have to be billions of ghosts. Thank you. It seems so hard to replicate as an actual natural phenomenon. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you have to remember that, like,
what do I have to remember?
Ghosts. They move on. Like, so some are here.
Like the crow?
Because they just haven't moved on yet. And we don't know the reason why until it's, you know, judgment day.
Yeah. I guess.
See, why are you being so paranoid about extra normal things?
What? I'm paranoid?
No, do you barely believe?
Barely believe?
Yes.
I don't.
Part of it is being paranoid. You're right, because he's too scared to be open-minded, because he's worried, like, if he does believe, that he won't be able to sleep at night.
No, I think to answer your question, can I answer your question, Clementine? Can I answer your question here, Clementine? Clementine, let me answer your question. I'll take it one point at a time. So why don't I know you have the finger on that button.
Just talk.
But when I say something, it's just going to be a button push. She's got it geared
up. I won't.
Falling into a trap.
I won't.
Okay. I think that I have a healthy sense, because I think one of the issues, the reason why I have, like, I think a healthy skepticism towards this stuff is because if you believe everything that people push on you as being, like, if you believe in every cryptid, if you believe in every UFO sighting, if you believe in every ghost story, then it's just, it's hard to... You just end up believing, and it's just so, it's hard to, like, for me, that's hard to just, like, take that into account. So I go in skeptical, wanting to be proven right, you know, and I think I've made.
But you don't think there's, like, people like me that are just more in touch with that?
Oh, you mean and in, like, terms of sensing stuff?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, we have, like, that energy, like, where we can just feel things more than other people. And I've never like really embraced mine.
Why not? Because
I'm scared.
Why
I'm
not
scared.
For her? Why am I the victim of this button pushing?
What do you mean?
She's about to push the button. She never pushed it for you. Only for me.
Because it's Father's Day.
Travesty. This is an injustice of justice.
Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
There we go. Hey now. Hey everybody. We're back. All right. Well, this has been a special segment, Extra Normal Podcast.
Well, Clementine, we really appreciate you coming on and being a part of Extra Normal Junior.
Do you like that name, by the way, Extra Normal Junior? Or doesn't embarrass you at the age you're at now?
Your answer
is that my answer. What is
yeah?
Answer?
That's your answer.
You know, I will take ownership. That was my fault that I showed her the buttons.
Yeah, you created a monster.
You want to talk to everybody? Tell them to like and subscribe.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Please like and subscribe.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias. Emails at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com for all those fun stuff. And thank you so much for watching, listening, and all of that.